Wife Wanted. Wife Wanted. I have a $15,000 yearly income. Age 38, 5'8", weigh 170, do not drink, gamble, smoke, cuss, or flirt. Kindly send your photograph and all details to... So read the want ad of Norman Howard, and among the 9,000 replies were...
I am Patricia Dunby of Calkin, New York, age 21, weigh 105, have beautiful big brown eyes, a honey to look at, and I want a husband who...
I'm Helen Cook, an attractive widow from McCall, Alabama, 32 years old, 5'3", blue eyes, dark hair, and very attractive.
My name is Ethel Brady, Rocky Point, Colorado. I'm 67 years young, been married 3 times, still romantic, but I don't want any more cripples. Would like a young polo player, football coach, or prize fighter.
Good morning, Dorothy.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Nolan.
Any important call?
Well, Mr. Howard phoned. Said he was flying to San Francisco. He'll be back Monday.
Well, we can't blame him for getting away. I only hope we keep Howard out of trouble.
About 500 more letters this morning. Say, here's another one from that fortune teller.
You mean Roger Diola?
Yes, sir.
The man who promises blissful companionship and guarantees financial independence for $2?
Say, I wonder how... Hello? I'm sorry, Mr. Howard is out of the city. Yes, this is Miss Allen speaking. Oh, yes. Well, I think so. Just a moment, please. It's a princess from the Mystic Red Temple. She says the Rajah's holding 2 front seats for Mr. Howard for their purple rose seance tomorrow night.
Find out who made the reservation.
Well, I don't see any record of the reservation. I think so. She says Mr. Howard may have discussed this over the telephone.
Tell her okay. Howard and his sister will be going.
Oh, yes. Here it is. Yes, I guess Mr. Howard expects to be there all right. Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
Suppose you and I go as Howard and his sister, Dorothy.
Oh, that'll be great.
All right. Be ready. And I'll pick you up at 7:30 tomorrow evening. Well, Dorothy, here we are. Must be 200 people in the temple and not a sound.
I've never seen such beautiful lighting effects. It's so quiet and peaceful in here. And look at those beautiful red roses on the stage, Mr. Nolan.
Yes, and that electric cross. That cost me plenty. Mm. I bet the Roger is a real showman, all right. Boy, oh boy, what a setup. Here comes the Roger now.
My, isn't it handsome? That gorgeous white satin robe with all those red beads. I don't like his black eyes. They seem to look right through it.
Friends, you are now in a temple of divine power. Divine power handed down through the ages. Roger Diola comes to you not as a mortal, but through the spirit of an Indian god. To those who have faith in the masterminds of India, endowed wisdom shall come. But from those who scoff, it shall be withheld. Now place your right hand over your heart as I pass among you. My sister, you will escape what seems impending danger. Don't worry. You, my brother, are due for a serious setback in business unless you heed my warning. I will see you later. This young lady is brokenhearted. Have faith, my dear. Faith. A mastermind is watching over you. And you, madam, well, you will find your ring in the top drawer of your dressing table. Are you, sir? You, sir, do not enter partnership with that short, dark stranger. He is a clever promoter and not out of prison very long. Oh, this gentleman is suffering deeply. When the audience fires out, Brother Howard, kindly come into my holy chamber. I have a secret message for you.
Wait for me outside, Dorothy.
Do be careful, Mr. Nolan.
Don't worry about me, Dorothy. When I enter that private den, I will...
You are now in the most sacred chamber of this temple. Please be seated.
Thank you, Roger.
O masterminds of India, keepers of the Holy Land, hear your humble servant. Roger Diola now pleads for thy intercession in behalf of his new brother and friend, Yolanda Yoga Howard. The holy men ask you if you believe in the masterminds of India and your own God.
Oh, yes. I believe in a supreme being.
Do you have faith in Roger Diola?
I have perfect faith in you, Roger.
Then place a $10 bill between the pages of this holy Bible.
All right.
This contribution is not necessary, but any gift will indicate your faith in this sacred work.
It has been done, Roger. What now?
You are seeking a helpmate who will inspire you to live a fuller, richer, contented life. But I see loss of health and more grief. Unless you follow the wise men of India.
I am willing, Roger, but how?
We shall see. Do you know Murado?
Murado? No, I don't recall meeting anyone by that name.
Then you shall know Murado. Murado is your guiding spirit. His holy hand can bring your heart's desire.
I hope so, Roger. I am so broken up.
Do you believe in life after death?
Well, I... hard to know just what to believe right now.
Are you willing to follow Diola?
I am trying to follow you, Roger. I will do whatever you direct.
Very well. Who is Barbara?
Why, Barbara was my own darling wife who passed on.
A beautiful character. And you wish to speak with her?
If only I could. I miss her so much, Roger.
You strive so hard to be with her every day. See her lovely smile. Feel her tender hands and hear her golden voice.
Yes, Roger. I think of her all the time. If she could only come back to me.
Faith in the wise men of India will bring Barbara back.
Oh, Roger, if it could only be that way.
Quiet. I hear Barbara calling now. Calling for Murado.
Barbara is coming to you through the divine power of love and life eternal. Will you heed her call?
Of course. Of course I will.
The spirits have spoken. Barbara is coming.
Where is she, Roger? Where is she? I can't see her.
Are you sure you will do her bidding?
Indeed. What can I do?
Barbara, your face.
Where? When? I will sign anything if only...
Oh, a moment, please. A moment. Here is the pledge. Read it. Then sign.
Of course.
And Murado will contact all the powers that be, and Barbara shall live again.
For value received, I, the undersigned Norman Howard, do, of my own free will and desire, hereby donate $10,000 toward maintaining Roger Diola as director of the Mystic Red Temple.
Why, that's all right, Roger. But I don't have any check with me.
Well, here is a blank one. You may fill in the name of your bank.
Well, I will.
Now, remember Yolanda Yoga Howard. Money is evil when not properly used.
I understand.
But a donation like this helps to build and maintain a temple of wisdom and peace. While I commune with the spirit world, kindly fold the pledge and place it in the Bible. Page 8, chapter 12. Then close the sacred book. You have fulfilled Barbara's desire. please return to my temple tomorrow night, and you will see and speak with your own Barbara. You may hold her in your arms. The spirit of India has spoken.
But, Roger, I want to see her in person.
Patience, my brother, patience. Go thy way. Be here at the appointed hour. Don't fail your Barbara. Have faith. Good night.
Why, Dorothy, I thought you were outside.
Oh, I was worried, Mr. Nolan, and say something might happen. So I came back in and slipped down the hallway. I could hear every word. And you didn't give him a check, did you?
Yes, a check and a pledge.
Why, Mr. Nolan, what will Mr. Howard think?
Don't let that worry you, Dorothy. That old bozo won't be able to read the signature in the first place. And a check on Sunday is not legal. It was written on the wrong bank also. Furthermore, about the time I am to meet him in the sacred temple tomorrow night, he won't be thinking of Murata or his divine power. I am calling the Buckles Watch at night.
Now, as I pass among you, friends, remember, you are in a temple of divine power. Where who? Who dares profane the sacred temple at this hour of worship?
Go on, open the door, we'll break it down.
Evil spirits abound. Perhaps you, my friends, had better retire to my private gardens while the Raja investigates the political disorder. Why, what is the meaning of this intrusion?
Stand where you are, Dowler.
Keep your hands off my sacred robe. The very idea.
Is that so? Well, we've got ideas, too.
Don't touch me, I tell you. I am a man of God, and you are in his sacred temple.
Yeah, but it ain't like our temple, baby. Come on, Slicker, you're going to head for it.
What do you mean by invading my temple? I am serving my master.
The mastermind who knew all, could read the past, present, and future, was unable to foretell the police approach or forewarn his audience. This incident in the story of Wife Wanted is one of many thrilling adventures of Bob Nolan in his effort to aid Norman Howard. Each episode has authentic background. All names in the story, however, are fictitious. Any similarity in names of any person living or dead is purely coincidental. If you want to know why Norman Howard advertised for a wife, why he joined many get-acquainted clubs and tried to help lonely hearts, don't miss a single program of Wife Wanted, written and produced by Robert E. Callahan.